Learning the Tshuvot of Yechavedat, we're in Chelek Bet Siman Kaftet. An interesting question. What is, or is it appropriate to make a bat mitzvah celebration? Bat mitzvah party, is that an appropriate thing to do to make a seudat mitzvah when a girl becomes bat mitzvah? So fascinating, but based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, one of the things fundamental to just our approach to halacha in general is Gemara in Kiddushin, which doesn't mention the word bat mitzvah at all. Now just read it to you because it's so fascinating. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef was blind. He says, if anyone could prove to me, there's a machlokes chachamim in Rabbi Yehuda, in a number of mishnayot, whether a blind person is obligated in mitzvot. Rabbi Yehuda held, a blind person is exempt from most mitzvot. So he said, if you could prove to me that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, if someone could prove to me, I would make a party. So you think, why? Now he doesn't have to do anything. He says, no. Because now I can opt in. I was exempt, and I can opt in. I don't have to, and I do. How amazing. What an opportunity. But now that I learned, I heard from Rabbi Chanina the opposite. I would have thought, this is Rabbi Yosef saying, I would have thought if I'm exempt patur and I opt in, I don't have to, and yet I choose to do, that's great. You don't have to, and yet you want to choose? Wonderful. No, Rabbi Chanina says, Gadol mitzuveh ve'oseh mishenom mitzuveh ve'oseh. One who's obligated and does is greater than one who opts in who's exempt. So he says, so now, the opposite. If somebody proves to me that halacha is like chachamim, that I'm obligated, I don't want to be exempt anymore. I want to be part of the chiyuv. Now I'll make a party for him as well. Fascinating approach to see, to think about the chiyuv of mitzvot. We should look at it as an opportunity, not as a chas v'chalila, something in the other direction. So Rav just proves to me, you see that being obligated in mitzvot is a reason to make a party. Meaning Rav Yosef is saying, if you could prove to me that we should follow, maybe we should follow against Rabbi Yehuda, I'll make a party. Forget that we do follow it. If you can make an argument, you make a party, because now I will become obligated in mitzvot, it's worthy of having a party. So too, if we have a boy becoming bar mitzvah, a girl becoming bat mitzvah, they are now obligated in mitzvot. We should make a party. And in fact, the Maharshal writes about a bar mitzvah boy, it's a sudat mitzvah. It's a sudat mitzvah that you make when a boy becomes bar mitzvah. Because now he is obligated in mitzvot. You see in this Gemara that when a person becomes obligated in mitzvot, that is a reason to make a party, a seudat mitzvah. You should be grateful. It's an opportunity to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so Rav Avadia writes, there's no difference between a boy and a girl. Boy is obligated in mitzvot at 13. The only difference is the year. A girl is obligated at 12. She is now obligated in mitzvot. Much like Rav Yosef. Now I'm obligated in mitzvot. It's a reason enough to make a party. In fact, the Ben Ish Chai writes, so he says that the minhag there was lo nahagu lasot seudah. They didn't have the minhag to make a seudah. He says, "Mikol makom ra'oi shetilbas b'gidei Shabbat v'tiyes mecha ba'otoy yom l'shizachta likanes ol mitzvot." They didn't make a party for the girls, but she should wear b'gidei Shabbat. She should treat it like a holiday. So he says, "You see that if you do make a party, that's a good thing. Make a seudat mitzvah. It's a seudat mitzvah. It's not a party. When I say party, I mean seudat mitzvah. Seudat to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now she is obligated in mitzvot." He quotes from Rabbi Abraham Musia, who says, he wrote in a bunch of articles, he says, yeah, it has a din sudat mitzvah, and he says, nafkamina, who cares if it's a sudat mitzvah or not a sudat mitzvah? So you made a party. Sometimes you make a party and it's not a sudat mitzvah. Okay, you're allowed to make parties that are not sudat mitzvah also, within the proper context of halacha. So, who cares? He says, nafkamina, shim korim lo mizminim oto lishtatef v'sudat chayav lalechit. If it's a sudat mitzvah and they invite you, you gotta go. Ad kadei kach. Seems open and shut. The challenge is that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Grot Moshe, writes otherwise. He says, no, ain't shum smach v'yisod. He says, no, we don't find this, that anyone ever did this. We don't find that anyone ever made a bat mitzvah party for a girl, a seudat mitzvah. There is no such source. So he wrote this in Chelek Aleph of Or HaChaim. In Chelek Bet, people asked him, but what's the difference? A boy's obligated in mitzvot. A girl's obligated in mitzvot. The seudah is that you're grateful that now you're obligated in mitzvot. You see from Rabbi Yosef that when you become obligated in mitzvot, you should want to do it. So they asked Rav Moshe, what's the difference? So he said, why? Because when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, it's nikar. There's something public. Now he can be counted for a minyan. It's something more public. When a girl becomes bat mitzvah, it's not public. Her personal obligation, the mitzvah changes. That's true. But since it's not public, that doesn't require a seudat mitzvah. Rav Avadi says, v'en v'ra mechuvarim l'alacha. He says, it's true. So what? He says, it's a chiluk, it's a distinction. Sheino mechalik. Right? It's true, but so what? So what? He says, that's not necessarily the way we should do it. He quotes Rav Avadi Hadaya. He says, why not? If a girl becomes bat mitzvah, we're going to make a seudat mitzvah. It's not a party. Seudat mitzvah. With the proper context. Someone should speak, say Divrei Torah, explain why it's important, and celebrate. It's important. Rav Avadi then goes out to say, we should encourage her. If she's now being chayavet in mitzvot, and we're celebrating the fact that she is now obligated in mitzvot, that's a tremendous thing. Teach her that when you're obligated, mitzvot are an opportunity, mitzvot are a wonderful thing, now you get to do them because you're obligated. Sometimes you get the opposite impression. It's an old, it's too much, it's hard. You say, no, the first day you could do it, we're going to celebrate it, make a party out of it. That's a tremendous chizuk. Rabbi Chiya Yaakov Weinberg deals with this. He says, and if you don't do it, what's going to happen? What's she going to think? Meaning, if you don't celebrate it, forget what you do. But if you don't make a big deal how wonderful this is, chas v'chalila, she could think this is terrible. Now it's annoying. You made it much more exciting. He says, but back in the day they didn't do it. Back in the day they didn't do it. That's true. They never used to do such a thing. So he says, that's not relevant. He says, nowadays, we treat women very differently. Nowadays, they didn't used to send girls to school. But now we do send girls to school. They're being educated. We're teaching them. We're teaching them mitzvot. We're teaching them a secular subject. We're teaching them to be just as educated as the boys. And if we're teaching them, and now they're obligated, and they know, and they understand, so let's celebrate it. Let's make it a wonderful thing. Let's explain to them that chiyuv mitzvot is a wonderful thing, and that's an appropriate thing to do. And he therefore says it's certainly a seudat mitzvah, and it's a minhag tov v'hagun, v'tov shiyamru sham divrei Torah. It needs to be, and the point of it is to say that this is a wonderful thing, and it's a great thing to do, and explain to her that starting to do mitzvot is wonderful. Now, he doesn't talk about the motivation, meaning other than that it should be about the obligation of mitzvot. And I think that, and that's what he's saying. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't deal with it, but you could imagine that if someone had a different type of a motivation, and that's not exactly what they're celebrating, so then, okay, there's no source in Judaism for that. Is there a source in Judaism for celebrating your 11th birthday, your 14th birthday, and making such a big party? You want to make a party, it's your birthday, it's a party. It doesn't make it a seudat mitzvah. If that's the motivation, it's just a party, so it's just a party. But if the whole point is seudat mitzvah, l'chvoda shel Torah, to explain that she's chayavet now in mitzvot, done in the right way, with that context, there's not much like framework to this. Explain, this is a party, we're having your friends, we're going to celebrate, we're going to dance, we're going to sing, we're going to have an activity, it's a fun thing to do, to say, now I'm obligated to mitzvot, I'm going to celebrate that. That's a wonderful thing, Rav Avadia is very encouraging, and particularly nowadays, when it can so easily go in the other direction. If you don't make a big deal about it, you know, a child can come to think that it's bad. So here it should be done in the proper way, and he encourages it, and he says it's completely proper. He says, ulam yashishmol bekaptanut al-kleit tzniut. You have to have tzniut, okay, who do you invite, what do you invite, how do you do it, what's the context, what's going on? But that's true. I think he would say the same thing if it was an 11-year-old party or a 14-year-old party. You would still have to be makfid al-kleit tzniut. It doesn't matter that she's the particular party is not relevant to the kleit tzniut. We should have them all the time. But he's very encouraging to encourage her, to show her, this is a beautiful thing that we have to do, and we should celebrate it.